It's 7:40. This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you along today. We're going to be talking about the internet. And if you're a parent today, especially, you know, your ears are perking up. How do you protect your children? But then you yourself, how can you utilize the internet for good? We often hear so many things about the internet and how bad it can be. Well, David Clark joins us today. He operates a consulting company that carries out technology-related work for the UK and US governments. And he's worked with computer technologies for more than 30 years, including work with artificial intelligence and silicon chips. And the list goes on and on. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, Ted. Good morning, PK. It's great to be with you.
Good morning.
Well, and we have, you know, again, we're talking about the internet, talking about how it can be made for good or for evil. Our use of it can be maybe that way. 2 billion people use the internet around the world, and 80% of us here in North America are connected to the web. You say that it's an unparalleled and amazing opportunity. Explain that a little bit for us and maybe help us broaden our thoughts about the internet.
Sure. Perhaps one way of looking at it is to imagine that the internet was available during the days of the Apostle Paul, and to ask the question, you know, would he have used it? And the Apostle Paul used everything at his disposal to promote the gospel, the Roman roads and the common language, and surely with 2 billion people available at the click of a button, he and therefore we should think very hard about how we can use this tool for good.
Well, and that's such a good point, I think, because a lot of times we have the temptation perhaps to say that, oh, the internet is evil. And it's like, well, no, it's a tool. It's how it's used, as you're saying, Dave. Well, there's no mention, obviously, of technology, modern technology, for sure, in the Bible, but there are some general biblical principles that can be applied when utilizing these modern advances in technology. What are some of those?
Yeah, sure. There are some principles. Well, as you mentioned, there's both good and there's bad with the internet. It's like any tool that can be used, and it is being used for sinful purposes, but it can also be used for good purposes. And so we tend to think of the bad purposes. They come to mind. And as Christians, I won't list all the principles. There's some chapters in the book that deal with these in more detail. But the principles, for example, of self-control, and of being structured in our work. So, for example, let me give you an example. You go to the dinner table, and if you're anything like our family was, you try to have family meals together. Well, you put the phones and the cell phones and the iPads and everything else on the fridge during the meal. And the temptation is, it's easy to ban the kids from using it, but the temptation is when that email pings, Dad wants to jump up and see who's emailing him or who's texting him.
That's right.
It requires self-control not to do that and to have time together as a family. That's a Christian principle. In fact, it's one of the gifts of the Spirit. And I'll just mention one more, which is accountability, which is not mentioned very often, but I think is a key Christian principle, so that, you know, we make ourselves accountable to others. And there's software out there, such as Covenant Eyes and other software, which allow us to make ourselves accountable for a web browser to someone in the church or a close friend. And that kind of goes a long way to making sure we don't stray in websites that we shouldn't be at. So those are the kind of things, practical things, that I think we can do as Christians.
Well, and that makes me think, too, about as parents, you know, we want to protect our children, too, against the dangers of the internet. Covenant Eyes is a great place to start. Tell us some of the dangers that we should watch out for as parents, and then just really how do we work with our children to avoid those?
Right. Well, that's a great question. And there's a lot of software programs out there that block the internet. It used to be that when my kids were growing up and they just left home, that I could put the computer in a area such as a hallway or a common area where I could see what they're doing. They can easily stray into websites they shouldn't be at. But the problem today, of course, is that with smartphones and other devices such as those, they have them in their bedrooms, they have them with them all the time. And so some simple discipline there of not allowing those kind of things in bedrooms and so on and so forth is a good thing. But fundamentally, what you need to do as a parent is talk to your kids and have a relationship with your kids so that you can talk through some of these things, such as, you know, the sexting that goes on where people send explicit, kids particularly send explicit pictures to one another and explicit texts. And yes, there are programs that will monitor that and that will help parents deal with that. But at the end of the day, kids being kids will find ways around them. So you need a good conversation with your children, and that has to start early.
Talking with David Clark, he is the author of the book You, Your Family, and the Internet, What Every Christian in the Digital Age Ought to Know. He's worked with computer technologies for over 30 years, has a degree in computer science and electronics, and has some great pointers for us as families. We'll get into talking a little bit more with David about how to deal with our children and appropriate ways to parent them in this digital age. And your call's welcome as well at 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. More with David Clark in 2 minutes on Faith Radio Mornings.
Everyday insight for everyday faith. It's Faith Radio Mornings on Faith 900 KTIS.
AM 900 is happy to partner with local business Santa's Tree Delivery for their 12 Trees of Christmas. Every day leading up to Christmas, Santa's Tree Delivery will deliver and set up a Christmas tree to someone deserving and in need. AM 900 and Santa's Tree Delivery are looking for nominations for families in the community who are deserving of a tree but may not be able to afford one this season. Go to our website, myfaithradio.com, and click on 12 Trees of Christmas to nominate someone today. Bring a sparkle of hope into someone's home by nominating them to receive a free Christmas tree from Santa's Tree Delivery this year.
Listen as one woman remembers a godly example that inspired her.
She just could not leave anyone without making sure that she had let them know who Jesus was. And now, that's precious to me.
Remembering women who influenced us for Christ. Next time on Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss.
Revive Our Hearts, weekday afternoons at 1:30 on Faith 900 KTIS.
Here's a look at the roads at 747. An accident's blocking the right shoulder. It's on 169 northbound at Bren Road. Very slow traffic from the crosstown there. Just beware of that. Also in Richfield, an accident blocking the left shoulder. 35W southbound at the crosstown. 15-minute delay there. And in Bloomington, slow and go on 494 westbound between 35W and France Avenue. Also Minneapolis, seeing slow traffic. 35W northbound between 46th Street and 94 as you approach downtown. Checking the forecast today, quite chilly. A high of only 18 above. Sunny skies today, though. And a wind chill today between 6 below and 4 above. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 7 above. Then tomorrow, a little warmer, up to 26 for the high, mostly sunny. The sun sticks around on Sunday as well with a high of 23. At 7:48, it's 9 above with a wind chill of 4 below. That's traffic and weather from Faith Radio.
You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings on Faith 900 KTIS.
Tell me why I need another pet rock. Tell me why I got that alpha alarm clock. Tell me why I bid on Shatner's old toupee that had it on eBay.
Oh, we're down. My goodness, what a guy. eBay, that's one use for you. You can use the internet for is shopping for things you really don't need, but it can be used for good as well. 7:49, and we're talking about the internet. You, your family, in fact, and the internet.
We're talking with David Clark, and his book is called You, Your Family, and the Internet, What Every Christian in the Digital Age Ought to Know. And David, we're talking here, of course, making fun of eBay there, but let's talk about Facebook for a moment, and how do they make money, and why is that dangerous, perhaps, for us?
Sure. Facebook, like so many, quote, free sites, has got to pay for its service, so it has to make money somehow. And maybe you've heard the saying, if it's free, then you are the product. And that applies to Facebook, Google, and all these other sites. What they're selling is information about you, and they sell it to advertisers. Now, Facebook has got a very unique position there, in that not only do they know information about you, but they know who your friends are, and what your friends are interested in. And I don't know if you've heard the saying 6 degrees of separation, but basically that meant that someone did some maths and they calculated if you took the world's population, then it would take 6 people knowing each other. So I know someone knows someone else, and so on and so forth, for you to touch everyone in the world. Whereas with Facebook now, that's down to 3.74 degrees of separation.
Wow.
And that's worth money to people. So under 4 connections, you can reach 2 billion people. And that's worth a lot of money to advertisers. So that's what you're selling. You're selling information about yourself. And that's not necessarily a bad thing if you're aware of it and you don't mind and you go through those privacy settings on Facebook and make sure they are the ones that you are happy with and they're happy with for your family.
I'm guessing a lot of people don't do the settings. They don't go through it. They don't take the time. They don't protect themselves. So you're saying that's fairly critical to do that.
I think so. You know, they're in business to make money. So they, you know, the temptation is to set the default settings in a way that will maximize their revenue. Our laws, both sides of the Atlantic, allow for some protection for individuals. And so they have to put settings in there that we can go and change and just make it a little more restrictive.
David, you offer 5 guiding principles for individuals and for families in thinking through the wise use of the Internet. Can you give us an overview of those?
Sure. I touched on 1 or 2 of them, such as be disciplined and be structured. Also, be realistic. And that's, touches upon, you know, where we are weak. So some people might be weak and tempted easily by pornography, which is a huge deal on the Internet. And so for some people, it might be that they don't touch the Internet at all because they're so afraid. For most of us, it just means avoiding certain areas. Be prepared so that it's a battle, and we're prepared not just with our minds, but with reading scriptures and getting these principles in our head. And be informed, which is what we just talked about, in terms of if you go to a free website, and this is what I always do. The first question I ask myself is, how do they make money?
It's a good point. David Clark's our guest here. He's author of the book, You, Your Family, and the Internet. We have links up for that at faithradionet.com. I also like your point about being structured. As a parent, our daughters have some electronic devices with limited Internet access, but we have regulations in place for how long they can be on there, how much screen time they can have. Might not be a bad idea for us to evaluate that ourselves as adults as well and maybe just put some of those boundaries in place for us. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree entirely. That's a very good point you make. And particularly with respect to email, for example, when we're working, it's easy to get distracted by the email, and we don't end up doing very much work. What a lot of people do, and it's a good idea, is just simply be structured. Just pick up your emails once every 30 minutes instead of every 5 seconds. And that can help tremendously. You know, we've got to be in charge of this technology and not let it take over us.
And I think there's another great way with email, too, that if you can just put up those spam filters and all of that. I'll pick on my husband for a second because he he is subscribed to a million things. He's probably not listening, so I'm safe. He's up and rolling. He's out the door.
You'll know after the show.
Yeah. I will know, yeah. You know, but isn't that true? I mean, that can add a lot of stress, too, when you have all of the spam coming into your inbox and you have all of these retailers that are sending you things. Every day I'm unsubscribing from stuff. Do you find that's important too, David?
Yeah, we can do that, but there's also the delete button.
Yes.
And there's a spam filter, and, you know, let's freely use that.
Absolutely. I like blocking it before it even gets in there, and that's my favorite thing when I look in my spam folder and see that I can just delete all. It's like, oh, good, I didn't even have to read those or look at them.
That's so refreshing, isn't it?
It is. It's got a moment of freedom there. It's good. Well, you have 5 principles that we can run with today. We just have a few minutes left. Can you talk about how we can look at the Internet in a positive way, just embracing the opportunity there instead of focusing maybe on all the danger?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Now, the first one is to be real. We as Christians don't project an unreal persona. either on Facebook or any other media, Twitter or so on and so forth. So we are who we are, and I think when we come to the internet, that's such an important principle. Be opportunistic. So let me just give you an example there. I grew up as a missionary child, an MK as we're known, and I grew up in France. My parents were missionaries there, and we were sent out from a church in Northern Ireland. And every two or so years, we were dragged back as kids to Northern Ireland to the sending churches for, a time. And we would stand in front of the church, and we would say our names in French. And if we were very unfortunate, we had to sing a song in French. And we went back to our home country. We had zero relationship with the sending churches. Now, fast forward that 30 years, and you know what? We can do something with Facebook. We can do something with Skype and email and so on and so forth. We can find out what's going on in the missionaries' churches. There's so many opportunities to be connected with people who would be otherwise alone in the field, missionaries and a lot of people. So be opportunistic, be involved. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Here's an opportunity. Be converted is my fourth one. And you know what? These principles, such as the one we talked about, self-discipline, they are principles that belong primarily to the Christian. And that by God's grace, they're also applied to other people. But we've got the Holy Spirit working within us. So be converted is an important point for me. And then be ready to think big. Let's not limit our vision in here. We have a great opportunity, a great time to use it. And if we don't, other people will.
Yeah. Great points. I love it.
Yeah, we can jump in there and have an influence on those 2 billion people that are on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's staggering.
Another mission field right there. Well, we appreciate your time this morning and your book. David Clark, again, our guest. You, Your Family, and the Internet is the name of the book. We have links up for it at faithradionet.com. What every Christian in the digital age ought to know. David, thanks for the time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. Same to you. Merry Christmas. God bless you. It's 7:57. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK as we are just having a No Fear Faith Friday.